You're just in time to meet the composer. The Custom Upholstering Company invites you to meet the composer, a program instilled with interesting facts about the lives, careers, and compositions of the musicians who have helped make America a land of great songs and lovely melodies. Meet the Composer is brought to you every Sunday at this time by the Custom Upholstering Company. Ladies and gentlemen, because of soaring prices on fine materials, the Custom Upholstering Company has had to set a deadline on their amazing offer to reupholster and redesign your living room set for as little as $59 for sofa and chair complete. Yes, there are only 7 days left to take advantage of Custom's sensational low price offer. So, call the studio right now at National 7203. We'll take your name and your phone number, and a Custom expert will call at your convenience to explain how the famous plan works. How Custom's experts will reupholster and redesign your present living room set to amazing new beauty, give you a 3-year written guarantee on workmanship and construction, and charge as little as $59 with 12 months to pay. That way, you save over $100 on the cost of new furniture. So if you want smart-looking furniture in any of many styles in time for the holidays, get complete information. Call WWDC right now for complete details, a free estimate, and no obligation. Remember, the offer is good for only 7 more days. So telephone National 7203 right now. And now the Custom Upholstering Company invites you to meet the composer. Yes, meet the composer, Duke Ellington, Washington's own Duke Ellington, the man who wrote Mood Indigo. Thank you. Indigo by Duke Ellington, who was born in Washington, D.C., April 29, 1899, in his grandfather's house on 20th Street. Later, the Ellingtons moved to Ward Place Northwest, and then to a house on 13th Street between R and S, and then to 1212 T Street Northwest, making Ellington typically one of Washington's own. As a matter of fact, and as a matter of personal interest to those of us working here at WWDC, one of Duke's earliest jobs was working as a bottle washer at Magruder's, which at that time was located at the corner of Connecticut and K Streets Northwest, the present site of WWDC. He attended Armstrong High School and became very much interested in music, obviously, learning to play piano and played piano at rent parties and cafes and other places. The first Ellington band took shape in the years 1917, 18, and 19. Sessions were held at Washington's True Reformers Hall. Some of the earliest men who played with Ellington were Washington men, Otto Hardwick, who at that time was playing bass, William Escoffery on guitar, Lloyd Stewart on the drums, the Miller brothers, Bill, Brother, and Felix, Arthur Wetzel, who was a pre-med student at Howard University, and then later on Elmer Snowden on banjo, and Jerry Ray sang with the orchestra. Later on, Otto Hardwick was convinced that he should switch over from bass to playing alto saxophone, and he remained with the Ellington Band for many years. After making an auspicious start in Washington, D.C., Ellington took the band to New York City, and it was in New York that the most distinctive sound of the early Ellington Band became evident, the jungle sound, a sound that you can hear in such famous Ellington compositions as The Mooch.
Thank you.
The Mooch by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. The Custom Upholstering Company is bringing you the program Meet the Composer. Let me remind you that there are 7 days left in which to take advantage of the Custom Upholstering Company's amazing offer to reupholster and redesign your living room set for as little as $59 for sofa and chair complete. As little as $59 with 12 months to pay. This way you save over $100 on the cost of new furniture. For a free estimate with no obligation, conducted in your home at your convenience, telephone WWDC right now and give us your name and your phone number. It doesn't obligate you and it's free. The phone number to call for your appointment, for complete details, National 7203. National 7203. We're meeting the composer Duke Ellington, a Washingtonian who left Washington for New York and the big life. He held sway for many, many months at the Cotton Club. He made motion pictures. He made a motion picture with Amos and Andy, and then the big break at the Paramount Theater, where he came on to accompany Maurice Chevalier on his first American appearance. In 1932 and 33, Duke Ellington paid a visit to Europe. Over there, the newspapers made quite a to-do about the fact that the eminent composer Percy Grainger had compared Duke to Bach and Delius. There were a number of parties in his honor in England, but the big party was Lord Beaverbrook's, a party given for the Prince of Wales. In quoting from Barry Udinoff's biography of Duke Ellington, Duke said, "We were way up, feeling mellow. We were served nothing but wine all night long, good nectar too. And for every drink served the guests, there was one for the band." Duke